Random thought. Is it fair for your boss to require you to socialize with coworkers? And reason I ask this, there's this story that came out. This TikToker resigned from her job because, of course, you just can't quit a job without putting it on social. You got to like tell the story, get the drama, get all the prayer hands and all that shit. But anyway.
Of course, because did you really quit if it's not on social?
Apparently not, because you got to let all your coworkers know that you really left. So she resigned from the job after given an ultimatum by her boss to socialize more with coworkers. So little backstory on this. She works in the marketing department of an architecture firm, and she doesn't like small talk. So she doesn't really want to talk to people at all. And she felt that majority of the people there all went to school together or had previous jobs where they all worked together. So she felt like an outsider. And her coworkers would regularly hang out and do get-togethers and happy hours and all that. But she had this regular quote, life outside of work, and would skip the happy hour. And so she would never want to go, never want to hang out with these folks. So the boss was like, hey, you need to start socializing more and be a bit more of a team player or else you're going to get fired. Thus, she quit. Thoughts?
Yeah. You know, it's hard being the outsider at times, but it sounds like her attitude was more so of, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to work. Right. And it's okay to kind of, I think to have that mentality of it's okay. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to win. I'm here for us to be successful. At the same time, though, the question I have is, okay, she wasn't going to the happy hours. Maybe drinking isn't her thing. Maybe, or was she just not speaking to anybody at any time about anything? Hey, good morning, Becky.
Exactly. That's exactly my whole point. It's you can have a job where you don't have to talk to anybody. That's called working at a factory on the assembly line. Your job is just keep doing
this
and shut the hell up and keep doing that. You can have a job where you do that. But even you work at McDonald's, you got to talk to somebody. They want mayonnaise? No? God damn it. You know, you got to say something. But you work in the marketing department of an architecture firm.
Yeah.
In marketing, it's about collaboration, creative ideas, sharing and all of that stuff. And so if you just only want to talk about work, great. But who wants to have that creepy person in the office that you see them at the water fountain? Hey, Janice, how's your weekend? I don't do small talk, life outside of work, and walked off. You know, she's like, I'm just trying to make small talk, just trying to connect and get to know you a bit. You know, with my whole team, I talk to them about stuff outside of work all the time. Like, we all crack a lot of jokes. And that's what makes us closer. So I feel like she's a little bit creepy. Now, she could easily say no to happy hours and all that. That's totally fine. Life outside of work, I get it. That's she could have kids, whatever. But you can talk to people at work. That's just dumb.
Yeah, but, you know, again, life, it's amazing. As far, the further away we get away from high school, the more like high school we are, that life becomes, right? Because now you've got everybody who went to school together, have been in a situation where you've had, it feels like a little big town, right? Because everybody knows everybody, everybody went to school together. But yeah, you still have to find your way in there. Not saying you got to be best friends with everybody. They're going to have the inside jokes that you're never going to get. And it's okay with that, right? It's okay to not have that. But at the same time, for the other folks in the office, you got to find a way to kind of include that's not only your way. Like, what is it about this person? Because not everybody's going to want to go to happy hour. Not everybody likes to sit around and just drink in a bar. Not everybody likes that shit, okay?
That relationship you have with your team, it's not just work. Because you might have something personal come up and you need someone to cover for you. Do some, hey, can you take care of this? I have this emergency. Yes, people are more willing to jump in and help. But if you're that antisocial person that doesn't talk to anybody.
True.
And they're like, hey, so-and-so has an emergency. Can you help her? Be like, I don't know. Nope, I don't know her. My plate's
life
really
outside
full.
Of work.
I have a lot on my plate right now. I just can't. I don't have the bandwidth. I'm sorry. Sorry. Because you weren't friends with anybody. You know, she's going to be the one if they do the Secret Santa. She's going to want to get the gag gift, so they're going to be making fun of her. She wouldn't realize
it. Yeah, because they all have the inside joke on
it. Yeah, they all have the inside. She just gets that monkey with this instead of the Sino evil. We saw this and thought of you.
Not sure why.
Not sure why.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 100. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Yo, 100 episodes. Who knew? I mean, think about this. When we first talked about this and how we started 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's 100 and not 104 is because there were a couple of weeks that we just didn't do an episode, but it was, I want to say September 15th, 2020, we dropped our first official episode. But the journey, just even to drop in that first episode and to here we are 2 years later. It's been a fun ride, my brother.
It has. Like, I still remember when we were talking about the Amy Cooper deal in Central Park. And
yep, I was driving from Cleveland to Detroit. And we're on the phone.
And you and I just kind of going back and forth, doing as we do. And you're like, this is why we should do a podcast. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And you were just so excited about this idea. And I was just like, I don't know. You know, I work in HR. I don't want to go viral for saying something crazy because I have that mouth that could totally do that.
That was the one thing you kept saying. I don't want to go viral. I'm like, everybody wants to go viral. You're like, I don't want to go viral. All
right. I did it. I thought viral was negative. I thought it was bad. And I remember the practice, right? You telling me to go get this kind of mic and do this. And we did all these test runs before we even put it out. Like, we just didn't just say, all right, let's put this together and throw it up on YouTube. Like, we actually practiced because I've never done anything like this. You've been in radio for so long that I think it just came natural for you. Where for me, I had to figure out, remember the first couple videos, I'm taking sips of water like every 30 seconds.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Let me drink some more water.
Yeah, I just kept drinking. Well, I kept getting so thirsty because I just wasn't used to talking that much. I figure I talk all day. And so then like doing that.
I know you. You're accustomed to talking that much.
Yeah. I'm social at work, unlike some people we just talked about. But yeah, who would have thought that we would have, A, had 100 episodes, had been doing The Black Bachelor, Married at First Sight, 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, The Ultimatum. Like, who'd have thought I would be talking about any of this crap? And I still can't believe I'd do it, but I do it.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. I have broadened your horizons.
I mean, I would have never known who Bilal and Shaida were had I not came on this journey to do
Mary. See, I introduced you to one of your frat. See? You're welcome. Come on. Go ahead. Tell me again how good I did in helping you.
I would never have known that there are now two black people in Salina, Kansas. I never would have known had we not gone down this journey.
Oh my God. And you know, the way we got here really was on that conversation, like you said, about Amy Cooper and you know, what happened in Central Park back, that was 2 years ago when this happened. Mm-hmm. And you know, your take on it was so different, just in the question that you had for me.
At what point do we forgive and let someone come back into society? Because at that point, everybody kept getting canceled. You go viral, it was just negative, and that's all it was. And I said, at what point do we forgive her? And you were just like, I quote, F that bitch. That's what you said.
I think it was more like never, but sure, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, F that bitch. And I was like, well, and my point was then you're no different than the white people that hate Michael Vick still. And he even went to prison where Amy didn't. Mm-hmm. I said, so if we can cancel someone out quickly, what can we do to help them get back into the mix? You just can't say you're done forever, depending on what you do, right? For what she did, yeah, it was bad. But could she come back into it? I even tried to Google to see where she's at now. Because remember, I told you that she'll never get another job doing what she was doing. I said, even if she gets a job at Starbucks, Black Twitter's going to find her and be like, really, Starbucks? This is what you're doing? You know,
sprinkling racism in that Frappuccino now?
Yeah, but I think she was on some podcast where she was talking about that she was suicidal after the whole deal and left the country. Listening to something she said in the podcast, I still don't think she learned her lesson. about any of that that went down. But, you know, to each their own.
And that was my point from the very beginning, right? Because with her, I think here's the issue. She tried to get that black man killed. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind, because to her, he wasn't a person. And at that point, it's just like, because you're calling the cops, oh my God, he's attacking me, this black man. It was intentional, very intentional. And so that's why for me, I said, yeah, there's no remorse for her. And apparently, I was the only person that felt that way. Because she's not doing any better right now than she was then. Because once that comes to light and you've tried to endanger somebody else's life, yeah, I'm sorry. No, we're not going to. Now, there are people who forgive her and stand by her. I'm sure they are. And you know, those skinheads can stay with her. however, the rest of the world is not going to put up with this kind of nonsense. Or shouldn't.
I wonder what would happen if she like tried to date black guys after that. And be like, look, y'all, I'm cool. I changed. Or here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I thought about. You know how much I hate the apology tour. What if she said, you know what? I don't apologize. Yeah, I did it. I don't like black people. What's the big deal? And which her right. Now, she still would have got fired. But I wonder if another, let's say, racist CEO, or I'm sorry, a CEO who shares the same beliefs. If they would have given her an opportunity on the behind the scenes, she could be under a different name, but still on payroll doing things she's doing. I'm just curious what would happen if she just said, yeah, this is how I feel.
She probably would get a seat in the House of Representatives alongside Marjorie Taylor Greene. She can run for office. It will work. In this MAGA influenced time that we're in, yeah, she'd actually get a political seat.
Trump would have said, hey, I want you to work for Betsy DeVos. Y'all two need to get together.
Betsy needs to learn how to count to 10, so we need you to help her out.
We need you to help her with some numbers.
So what's been going on with the other guy, though? Because I know you also looked him up as well.
Yeah, so apparently National Geographic is giving him a bird-watching show. Mm-hmm. So, and he has a book coming out, not about the Amy Cooper situation, but it's about bird-watching. So he is truly a bird-watching enthusiast. But he's about to get his own show at National Geographic at age 59. Okay. And this helped him. If you really think about it, this helped propel his career. I mean, he was already into birds, so it wasn't like his first day being a bird watcher. But this actually, out of this.
I'm sorry. This is so bad of me, but I really hope that he's a good bird watcher. I hope that that was his first. can you imagine him? And up in the tree, it's a flamingo.
You make him sound like old boy in the movie Predator. Look up there, up in them trees.
Hey, I just hope he's actually a real bird watcher, because, oh my God, he'll set us back another 50 years, boy. They'll never give us another bird watching show again.
Yeah. He has the weight of all the little black boys and girls that want to be grow up to be bird watchers. He has the weight of those three people on his shoulders.
He's a Jackie Robinson of bird watchers, of black bird watchers.
No, there are a lot of kids that want to play baseball. There's only about three little black people that want to be bird watchers.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. You know, since we brought up some... As we move on to for the love of sports, you know, NFL, as you can tell, is kicking off this weekend.
Who the hell?
We're recording this on Sunday. This is dropping Monday if you're listening to it, or Tuesday if you're watching it. And you can see we're representing our teams. But college football kicked off last weekend, and even this weekend as well, too. And one of the things that popped up, because there were a lot of upsets this weekend in college football, right? Mm-hmm. One of them was, unfortunately, my team. But this tweet from Jemele Hill really brought something to the forefront for me, where she said, when a black coach pulls off one of the biggest wins in Marshall history against a black coach who's about to get steamrolled for the loss, And I'm like, you know, I totally understand that feeling, because I wanted to see the Marshall coach, Charlie Huff, do well. Just not against my team and against my black coach. And it made me just think, do you root for all black coaches? You know, because some people say, I root for everybody black. Are you rooting for all black coaches?
No. I did, you know, in the you think NFL Teddy, not Teddy, Tony Dungy.
Yeah. Teddy.
Tony Dungy, Lovie Smith era. You know, I did root for the black coach. I still wanted to see them do well. Even if they're playing against my team, I still wanted my team to win, but I liked seeing a black coach as well, because there wasn't a lot of black coaches. But I think now we've seen quite a few of them that I'm not going to look at a team and be like, I want them to do well because their coach is black. I don't look at it that way anymore. It's like, remember NFL quarterbacks. I used to root for the black NFL quarterback because there wasn't any. Now it's like, okay, it's coming. So I'm good. But I don't
know. Now you can actually officially say, you suck.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Look at somebody. You suck, Justin Fields.
You suck, Trey Lance.
Now they get equality. Hey, shut your mouth. You watch your mouth, Jameis Winston.
Hey, I've said it. Jameis sucks sometimes. So who knows? But I'm with you. I just don't root for people anymore just because, you know, this person's black, so I want them to do a great job compared to this person who is white or going against another black coach. But especially because someone's white, because I feel like that's just reverse racism. Like, if I go out to eat, I'm not like, okay, this is an all-black restaurant. Everything's going to be great here. It depends. If it's a Popeyes, if it's a soul food place, or if it's like a Caribbean jerk place, everybody's black, it's going to be pretty good food. I have to say that. If it's a Chick-fil-A, shit. I've never seen an all-black Chick-fil-A. But if I did, I bet they have the visors to the side.
Oh, here you go with the stereotypes. But you're probably right. The line probably slow as hell. Chick-fil-A is so good that if you see a McDonald's and there are five cars in line, you're like, oh, hell no. But if you drive by and see 50 cars in a Chick-fil-A, you're like, all right, it's not going to take that long.
not going to take that long.
Totally unless, will. Of course, what you're saying is there's an all-black staff working at that time.
It's an all-black McDonald's. No, I mean, even an all-black McDonald's is going to be pretty good during the daytime. Mm-hmm. Not the night shift. You rolling in for some fries and McNuggets at 11, you might get cussed out.
And look, here's the thing about this. It sounds bad, but speaking from experience and having been in a place that wasn't the black establishment, but the entire staff was black, I could tell, because there was no, unless they had the white manager tied up in the back. when we walked in, it was me, my wife, and my daughter. We walk in and I'm like, and there's another couple in there. So white man and the other woman was mixed with a couple of things, right? But the music that was playing. Now, you know, when you walk into an establishment, they have music playing, but it's usually that nice, clean, family friendly. Nah, this was all the hip hop with all the explicit lyrics that you can think of blasting through it. Even Saucy Santana came on. I'm like, all right, baby girl, come on, let's go take a walk. While we're waiting on our food, we had to go take a walk down. I had to go walk around the shopping center just so my daughter didn't have to listen to this crap. And the workers acted like it's nothing. They just, okay, whatever. You know, we get control of the playlist.
I keep thinking of, did you ever watch the Boondocks? I keep thinking of the Boondocks. No. They'd always play booty butt cheeks, booty butt cheeks. Okay, but how was the food? Was it good?
Food was good, though. I ain't gonna lie. Food was good. But wasn't their recipe.
There's a place here, a mile or two from my house, that black-owned place. It's only black people in there. And I'll admit, service, this place is half-ass at best, but the food is slamming. Like, it is worth it. Like, I'm not going there for the service. I'm going to get it to go. You can have all the attitude you want until I grab my bag and I leave and eat this delicious food in my house. It's good. But
that's exactly what they always tell you about West Indian restaurants. If you walk in there and the person, what do you want? They say, yes, I'll have anything on the menu because it's going to be good.
Yeah.
They're like, good afternoon. How may I help you? Walk the fuck out.
Same as like Chinese restaurants, where they're just super friendly. hey, how are you? Welcome. It's like, no, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Why is your fried rice white? Why is it white? Nope. I can't.
Oh, man. You know, so even getting back to this whole thing about rooting for everybody black, and obviously not, we're not rooting for the all black staff on us except certain places. It's a level of equality, right? That now yep. we can really boo black coaches, black quarterbacks, and not be like, okay, well, we're putting down the whole race. No, we're just putting down this one player because we got 15 more.
Yeah, there's a lot more. If one of them was the only black player in the NFL, I'd be like, well, come on. Got to root for him. I don't care what team you're on. I need you to do something. Do something great because we need it. There's little kids watching you. Now there's a whole bunch of black people in the NFL, and we're like, okay, you suck. It doesn't matter if you're mixed or whatever. Look, Dak Prescott, you're sucking. You're sucking out there.
Yeah, when it was just Michael Vick, we were like, come on, Vick, except against my team. Come on, Vick. But now you're like, yeah, sit his ass down. Put on the white guy. Yeah. Give the white guy a chance.
You'll go sit down somewhere. Go sit down somewhere.
So this came into us from rgrtpod@gmail.com. And apparently Webster is allowing anything in the dictionary now. The Merriam-Webster dictionary added 370 new words and terms. And let's see if you know some of these. Because I know when we used to go in the dictionary to look up stuff, it wasn't the Urban Dictionary. It wasn't the side dictionary. This was the main thing, that these are the words of the English language. And now when you go look up in Merriam-Webster, yeet, Y-E-E-T, is now a word. Do you know what that means?
Is that when a girl is hooking up with Kanye and he shoots on her face?
Yeet. Is that a threesome with Kanye and Skeet, Pete Davidson? Actually, yeet is used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm as a verb to throw. You know what? You might be right. It might be exactly what it is. Yeet. Throw that yeet on. Janky. You know that one.
What is it?
Janky.
Janky.
J-A-N-K-Y. Janky.
Is it like, I don't know, maybe something that's shaky, loose, poor quality?
Bingo. Of very poor quality. We always talk about the janky promoters, you know. Are we going to go over the janky old place, you know? Yeah, so, yeah. Sus.
Who?
S-U-S. Sus. S-U-S.
S-U-S.
If something is sus.
Something is sus. Suspect?
Exactly what it is. See, look at you. You don't need a dictionary, man.
So
is crazy.
Did they just, you know, graduate some words from the Urban Dictionary into Webster's Dictionary?
That's exactly what it sounds like, right? Okay. Because think about this. This one, you know, MacGyver. If you're going to go MacGyver some shit, what are you going to do?
Well, that's the opposite of what black people do to fix things. That's the white version. It's when a white person finds a creative way to fix or build something outside of the instructions.
And for everybody else, you know exactly what the black version is. So see, they were very diverse in the words that they added, because I've never seen this word before too. Adorkable.
Adorkable.
Adorkable, exactly.
Is that like a cute dork, cute nerd?
Exactly. Socially awkward or quirky, but endearing.
Look at me.
How about this? They added some... I'm just going to skip past that. just in case you thought I didn't hear you. No. I did hear you. They added a couple abbreviations, and just want to see if you know what these are. F-W-I-W.
F W
some acronyms, yes.
W from what I want, no. For what it's worth.
Very good. And folks, let me just say this. He does not have the cheat sheet in front of him, okay? I just want to point this out. He does not have the cheat sheet. I changed the password on the email so he wouldn't be able to cheat.
That's why.
How about this one? ICYMI.
Oh, that's in case you missed it.
Of course, that was easy, right? That was easy. Well, good, man. You did great on these. You don't need the dictionary because you got everything in here. Even your definition of yeet was right on point. I think that they should add that in there as well, too.
Use it in a sentence. They put
I can't. My wife is watching. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, we're back Thursday with our Married at First Sight Season 15 San Diego recap. Oh, it's going to be an interesting one, as this season has proven that the experts don't give a shit about successful couples. They just want the drama.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really hoping. I haven't looked. I think this might be the week that we have the week off.
No, we don't.
It's possible.
But ladies, we do this for you so that on Thursday, when your man's watching Thursday Night Football, and you know, you'll be able to watch this as well, too. So,
well, a lot of ladies like football. They might watch it before football or the next day. Don't be so judgy, misogynistic.
My bad. I just wanted to point it out. I mean,
we got some ladies that love watching some football, too. They'll be like, I'll catch the podcast later. But they got to watch their game.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.